Award season is in full swing, and it wasn't the Emmys that got the party started. It was the Watauga County Business of the Year Awards. Hear from the winners and a little bit about what made them famous on this week's episode of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Hello and welcome into Mind Your Business, a weekly presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thanks for joining us once again for the program. This show presented each week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We thank you for the downloads and subscriptions and remind you that you can subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts, and we will bring you business news that you can use from the mountains of Northwest North Carolina. While we might not have had a red carpet this time around or a member of the Rivers family asking questions, the 2023 Watauga County Business of the Year Awards was nothing short of fantastic. Thanks to our friends at Carolina Mountain Title for helping us shine the spotlight on three worthy businesses in our area, all having experienced growth, all committed to their staff and building a sustainable culture, all committed to their community. On this week's Mind Your Business, we are going to hear from each one of these winners: Baker Forge and Tool, Mountain Elite All-Star Cheer and Tumbling, and Maltox, or Molecular Toxicology as they are officially called, three Watauga County-based businesses who were among the standard bearers for professional excellence in 2023. First things first, a few quick chamber programming notes and maybe another award show teaser. Be on the lookout this week for the opening of nominations for the annual 4 Under 40 Awards, which will be held April 24th at the Appalachian Theater in beautiful downtown Boone. And yes, there will be a red carpet involved in this one. 4 Under 40 is our annual chance to introduce you to the next crop of business leaders in our area. We recognize four finalists each year in the categories of business owner, nonprofit business professional, education, and rising star, someone who may not be the principal of the business, but they are certainly a major part of the organization's success. From that group, one ultimate honoree from each of those aforementioned categories. Boone Area Chamber of Commerce members will have this nomination form emailed to them, or make plans to visit boonechamber.com on February 1st and nominate those you feel are worthy of recognition. The honorees must be under 40 years of age on April 24th. So perhaps an uncomfortable question lies ahead, or hey, just guess, we'll just take care of the age verification on our end. Gotta say thanks to Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, a partner in this event since its inception, and back again as this year's title sponsor. 4 Under 40 nominations, opening Thursday, February 1st. Two quick event announcements for you. Thursday, February 1st, join us in downtown Boone for a special ribbon cutting at Fizz Ed. That's the new restaurant at the corner of Howard and Depot Streets, one of the most impressive building revamps in quite some time as well. We'll be celebrating from 5 to 6, that ribbon cutting at 5:30. Feel free to stay for dinner or drinks afterward. Fizz Ed has fun for the whole family, a special late night menu, and anything else you may be able to imagine. If you are a child of the 80s or 90s, I gotta say, this is your place. Things like grilled cheese with sloppy joe in the middle, or pop rocks as a garnish. You won't see anything else like this anywhere else, and we are proud to call Fizz Ed a high country staple now. So come join us on February 1st. Also, make sure to visit Moe's Sweets in the Watauga Village Shopping Center. We had a great ribbon cutting there last Thursday, and Muhammad and crew had a table of tasty samples. I brought home a cinnamon roll waffle for my kids. Very popular. They have anything that you could ever want to help that sweet tooth get its fix. Desserts from many different countries and cultures as well, all at Moe's Sweets in the Watauga Village Shopping Center. Quick sponsor shout out. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate solves simple and complex commercial real estate problems in and around the Boone area and beyond. Whether you own or lease commercial real estate, regardless of the property type, have an advocate on your side, along with expertise and experience to help you and your business. For more information, check out the website, appalachiancre.com. The 2023 Watauga County Business of the Year Awards, held as part of our recent High Country Economic Kickoff Luncheon, over 300 people in attendance to help get that new business year started, and motivation based on the hard work of others is always the theme of this event. We honored three businesses this year: a startup business, that's one that's been open for 3 years or less, a small business, and a large business. We start this special recap of the Watauga County Business of the Year Awards by recognizing our 2023 Startup Business of the Year. They were established back in 2021. Mountain Elite All-Star Cheer and Tumbling offers low-commitment tumbling classes for every age and skill level, as well as all-star cheer teams that train year-round. These athletes are involved in the High Country community. They perform locally and compete regionally. Over the last year, Mountain Elite has nearly doubled its roster of athletes, with 68 girls and boys that practice 2 to 6 hours a week and then travel to compete in various communities on the weekends. There are an additional 60 students that come once a week for tumbling classes or private instruction. With their growth has come the need for additional staff. What started as a team of just a couple of coaches now has 12 coaches and tumbling instructors on staff at Mountain Elite, with a supportive volunteer parent committee that helps manage a lot of the logistics and other details. Last year, Mountain Elite started implementing more community and service aspects to their scheduled events. These athletes have participated in parades, they've hosted donation drives for local organizations, wrote and delivered Christmas cards to a local senior living center. Before competitions, they even write messages of encouragement and motivation to hand out to other teams. The steady growth of Mountain Elite over the last 2 years has provided the opportunity for athletes to become comfortable with movements, instilling confidence that serves them in a variety of aspects of life. Let's hear more about Mountain Elite All-Star Cheer and Tumbling as we hear from the business owner, Mandy Hood, as she accepts the 2023 Startup Business of the Year Award for Watauga County.
So thank you so very much. When I started Mountain Elite, I figured it would be a fun side hustle to keep me doing what I loved. And I really never imagined that it would grow so much so quickly. It really means a lot to me to see a group of mostly young girls discover an athletic activity that didn't exist in Boone before, and really learn to love it as much as I have growing up. They become stronger, disciplined, build relationships, and it's just so much more than cheerleading. So again, thank you first to the Chamber. I'm very grateful to know each of you that work there. You guys are amazing, and am astonished by the support of this community and other small businesses and large businesses as a whole. Outside of Mountain Elite, I actually work right here with Grandview Catering and Events at App State, so I'm thankful to them as well, especially with their help in planning this event. All of that being said, I obviously do not do this by myself. My coaching staff has grown, and I'm super fortunate. These young ladies are at the gym with our athletes hours on weeknights, weekends, and making sure that things run smoothly so that I can be home sometimes with my two-year-old and my super supportive husband, who encourages me to do anything and everything that I want with this business. Lastly, we've built something that can be a big commitment to families and their friends and their supporters. So I'm very, very thankful to our cheer and tumbling parents and their siblings and their neighbors and their friends who come out and support these kids and just keep all of this going. So cheers to doubling enrollment again next year. And thank you again so very much.
The 2023 Large Business of the Year was founded in Maryland back in 1986 and later settled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Maltox, or Molecular Toxicology, they are a leading manufacturer of products used in genetic toxicology, industrial microbiology, environmental biology, and molecular biology. You know, just standard run-of-the-mill business types, right? Maltox works with some of the largest and most respected scientific companies and universities in the entire world. Last year, a quarter of their customers resided on the Fortune 500 list. Maltox products are also used by 7 of the 8 recognized Ivy League schools, and the Boone-based business works directly with 8 of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the world. So Maltox certainly gets its product out there. Last year, they assisted customers in 16 countries and reached many more through their network of over 15 global distributors around the world, all in the pursuit of testing, research, and development. Maltox benefits from being a well-established and reputable brand through the production of their high-quality products and the commitment to work with partners to meet their evolving needs. As evidence of this long-term commitment to its clients, in 2023, Maltox wrapped its best year ever, with their sales increasing 25% over the previous year. Many businesses would like growth like that. Now, like many area businesses, leadership of Maltox directly attributes its success to their dedicated staff. Nearly half of the team has been with the company for 10 years or more. Last year, Maltox implemented an employee matching program for charitable giving to area 501c3 organizations, all located in or providing services to the high country of Northwest North Carolina. Maltox made monetary donations to over a dozen local charitable organizations over the last year. Let us hear more about Maltox Molecular Toxicology, the winner of the 2023 Watauga County Large Business of the Year. Here's Angela Henderson.
On behalf of Molecular Toxicology, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to the Chamber members for this great honor of recognition. And really, I can think of no better place to do business in and raise our families. So thank you all so, so much. A special thank you to our founder, Dr. John Rendell, for recognizing the need to provide these very important products to the scientific community for the health and safety of humanity. Thank you, Dr. John. And a big warm thank you to the president of our company, whose leadership and commitment to our staff, our company, and our community is truly inspiring. You taught us that no one benefits from he who stands apart from his community. So thank you, Kristen. Last but most important to our incredibly hardworking and amazing staff, none of this would be possible without you. And really, there's no words to thank you enough for what you do every day. The international community really has no idea how hard you work for them right here in Boone, North Carolina. And I know it feels like you just go to work and you're just pumping out the daily grind, but your efforts silently impact the world. And we are so grateful for your dedication and commitment to our team. And I am so proud to be a member of our Maltox family with you. This award belongs to you. Thank you, guys.
Let us pause right here and take a quick break. More of our recap of the 2023 Watauga County Business of the Year Awards still to come after this word from our sponsor.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Our 2023 Small Business of the Year produces a wide array of steels for the knife making and EDC industry. Created from forges, power hammers, and hydraulic presses right here in the high country, Baker Forge consistently develops new patterns and equipment to aid in the craft of forging steel into an art form like no other. In 2023, Baker Forge and Tool launched 3 subsidiary companies, all to assist their operations and expand into new product markets. Across the company, they surpassed 6,200 units sold by developing dozens of new innovative steel fusions. Being a popular industry player has seen the establishment of a worldwide following, over 112,000 fans, followers, customers, all of Baker Forge across all social media platforms. Established in 2019, the quick growth of Baker Forge and Tool has led to needed physical changes for the company. Last year, they moved from a 3,000 square foot shop to a new 10,000 square foot facility, helping add more than a dozen heavy machines with over 50 tons of forging machinery to their arsenal. In 2023, Baker Forge and Tool hired and provided skilled training to 5 new employees, which nearly doubled the size of their staff. As the company's footprint continues to grow, Baker Forge and Tool anticipates adding another 3 to 4 more employees here in 2024. Let us hear more about our 2023 Watauga County Small Business of the Year winner, Baker Forge and Tool. Here's Coy Baker.
Yes, there's a lot of big terminology when it comes to what we do. But down at the base of everything, we make laminated steels through hot forging processes. Similar to how a blacksmith would forge a knife, we make laminated materials out of carbon steels mixed with copper, bronze, that sort of thing. And so we started this back in 2019. I was in my garage and, you know, we were just a hobby, you know, nothing professional. And I was just sharing what I was doing on social media. And that started to catch on and develop into a customer base who started wanting products from us and kind of grew to where we are now here in the high country with a fairly large operation. We've got about 12 employees and it's been a real honor to grow this sort of a business. I won't get too in nitty gritty into the technical aspect of everything we do there. It's kind of a lot to explain, a lot of science stuff. So, but I wanted to thank my wife. She actually nominated us and I didn't even really notice that. She told me and I kind of forgot about it. And then we got a message from David saying that we won the Small Business Award and I was shocked. So very grateful. Thank you so much to the Chamber and everybody in the High Country. Thank you.
Again, congratulations to all of these 2023 Watauga County Business of the Year Award winners. You can check out this award ceremony and all of the High Country Economic Forecast event in its entirety by visiting the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce YouTube channel. That does it for this episode of Mind Your Business. Remember to subscribe to this program wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube as well. Visit us anytime online at boonechamber.com. So long, everybody.